Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're tackling Raven by Tim Reiterman with John Jacobs, the definitive story of Jim Jones and the Jonestown Massacre. Sophie, I have to ask, did you know that Reiterman was actually shot at the airstrip that day?
Hey there, Sam. Yeah, I remember reading that he was left for dead. And the book is incredible because he doesn't just report the horror. He traces how a guy who started out integrating churches and feeding the poor ended up leading a mass suicide. It's a brutal story, but an important one.
Brutal is right. Over 900 people dead, including kids. But what got me is how relatable Jones seems at first. He grew up poor in Indiana. His dad was an alcoholic, and his mom worked in a factory. He was genuinely sensitive to suffering.
Right.
And he was early on racial integration in the 1950s in Indianapolis. He adopted black kids, welcomed black members. That part of his story is almost heroic, but the book shows how that idealism slowly curdled.
Curdled is the word. He started demanding absolute loyalty, public humiliations, fake healings. And then the control got deeper, informants confiscating property, and even sex. He demanded sexual favors from both men and women, claiming it was part of his ministry.
That part made my skin crawl. And he did it all while living in luxury, while his followers sacrificed everything. The book details this elaborate system of love and fear. He'd give people a sense of purpose, then tear them down publicly.
It's like he knew exactly what people needed. He tapped into that desire for community and meaning. And the 1960s and 70s were perfect for that. Everyone was questioning institutions, looking for alternatives. Jones offered a vision of a just world.
Exactly. But he also exploited vulnerabilities. The book talks about how he used apocalyptic warnings, nuclear war, environmental collapse, to make followers dependent on him. Only by following him could they survive.
And then he moved them to Guyana, to this remote jungle settlement called Jonestown. He told them it was paradise, but the conditions were brutal, hard labor, scarce food, and harsh discipline. He stayed in his private quarters doing drugs.
Yet people stayed loyal. That's the part one struggled with. How do you get someone to stay in a place like that? Reiterman explains it through indoctrination. They couldn't imagine life outside. The temple gave them identity, purpose.
And the kids were raised to believe Jones was their only hope. That's heartbreaking. The tragedy came when Congressman Leo Ryan visited to investigate. Some members tried to leave with him, and that triggered the end.
Right.
Ryan was ambushed at the airstrip. Reiterman was shot multiple times. When Jones heard, he gathered everyone and told them it was time for revolutionary suicide. He'd been rehearsing for years with these white knights where they'd drink fake poison.
But this time it was real. Cyanide and tranquilizers in a punch. Some drank willingly, others were forced. Parents watched their kids die before taking it themselves. Over 900 dead, including over 200 children.
It's impossible to process. But what I appreciate about the book is that Reiterman doesn't demonize the followers. He shows they weren't crazy or stupid. They were ordinary people looking for meaning. And Jones offered something they couldn't find elsewhere.
Yeah, he really makes you understand how it happened. And he also calls out the enablers, the lawyers, accountants, former members who knew what was going on but stayed silent. It raises uncomfortable questions about complicity.
The phrase drinking the Kool-Aid comes from this, but the story is more complex than a simple moral. Jones began with good intentions and gradually lost his way. It's a cautionary tale about how idealism can turn into fanaticism.
And how the desire to create a perfect world can destroy everything. The book's title, Raven, comes from the idea of a dark omen. And the shadow of Jonestown still hangs over us. It's a tough read, but essential.
If you want to go deeper, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
My takeaway is that we all have the capacity for both good and evil, and the line between faith and fanaticism is thinner than we think.
It's a reminder that the same qualities that make us capable of love can also make us vulnerable to manipulation. We'll see you in the next one.